He weighed and measured her internal organs, stripped out her bones to run his tests. He looked inside those bones, into the bone marrow where the blood-producing centres lay. In a healthy adult, the bone marrow is usually yellow and fatty. Sarah had dark red marrow throughout the entire shaft. Martland was a medical man. He had seen for himself the application of radium to treat cancers in hospital, and he knew how that worked. Radium had three types of rays it constantly emitted: alpha, beta, and gamma rays. The alpha ray was a very short ray and could be cut off by a thin layer of paper. A beta ray, which had a little greater penetrating power, could be cut off by a sheet of lead. Modern science says a sheet of aluminium. The gamma ray was very penetrating, and it was by its gamma ray, a radium expert said, you might say it is magic. For the gamma radiation was what gave radium its medicinal value, being able to travel through the body and be directed at a tumour. It was the gamma and beta rays the lab workers protected themselves against with their lead aprons. They didn't need to worry about the alpha rays, as they could do no harm, being unable to penetrate the skin. That was just as well, for alpha rays, which formed 95% of the total rays, were physiologically and biologically intensely more irritating than beta or gamma rays. In other words, the worst kind of radiation. In Sarah Mylifer's body, Martland now realised, the alpha rays had not been blocked by a thin sheet of paper or by skin. They were not blocked by anything. The radium was in the very heart of her bones, in close proximity to her bone marrow, which was constantly bombarded by rays from the radioactive deposits. The distance, Martland later said, is approximately 1/100 of an inch from the blood-forming centres. There was no escaping this most dangerous poison. Given the extreme power of the alpha rays, those whirling, powerful, invisible forces we do not yet understand, as von Suchotsky had once written, Martland now realised that it didn't matter that the amount of radium Sarah had worked with was infinitesimal. From the tests, the doctor estimated that her body contained 180 micrograms of radium, a tiny amount. But it was enough. It was a type of radiation never before known to have occurred in human beings. He continued his tests, and now he discovered something that no one had ever appreciated before. But he didn't just test Sarah's affected jaw and teeth for radioactivity, the site of all the dial painter's necroses. He tested her organs. He tested her bones. They were all radioactive. Her spleen was radioactive, her liver, her gammy left leg. He found it all over her, but chiefly in her bones, with her legs and jaw having considerable radioactivity. They were the parts most affected, just as her symptoms had shown. It was an extremely important discovery. Dr. Humphreys in Orange had never connected the cases he had seen because the women presented different complaints. Why would he have thought that Grace Fryer's aching back might be connected to Jenny Stocker's peculiar knee or Quinton McDonald's arthritic hip? But it was the same thing affecting all the girls. It was radium, heading straight for their bones, yet, on its way, seeming to decide almost on a whim where to settle in the greatest degree. And so some women felt the pain first in their feet, in others it was in their jaw, in others still their spine. It had totally foxed their doctors. But it was the same cause in all of them. In all of them, it was the radium.